I mean, how did you come up with this special case?
Well, what we're doing is, once again, we're trying to help bridge the cultural gap, just like we do with hip hop translations, because that's what we're here for. We're always reaching out, reaching across the aisle, as they like to say in D.C. Now, we have two players today to help bridge the racial gap in Racial Jeopardy. We have Ian from Minnesota. Hi, Ian. How are you?
Feeling swell.
And we have Sylvia from Detroit. How are you doing, Sylvia?
Awesome.
All right. So Ian's playing for the white people.
Feeling swell.
And Sylvia is playing for the blacks. Now, let's get into it. Here's the rules. They're very simple. I'm going to give the answers. You respond with what you think is the correct question. This is Racial Jeopardy. And we also have determined that Jeopardy is the most difficult word to spell in the English language. Let's start with Ian. Why? Because he's white. Ian, here are the answers. Books, clothes with no designer labels, and Rosetta Stone New Language DVDs.
What are things that are boring?
I'm sorry, Ian, that's not the correct question. The correct question is, what are things black teenagers won't steal if they break into your house?
Okay.
Okay, Sylvia, are you ready?
Yes.
The answers.
They ain't gonna take none of that.
Twerking, the Cupid Shuffle, and making potato salad.
What are things that happen at parties?
I'm sorry, Sylvia, that's incorrect. The correct question is, what are things white people should never do?
Oh. White people can't make potato salad?
Nah, they use mayonnaise, yo.
No. They don't use mustard.
And they don't use mustard.
But they don't
that's
put relish
in. That's the first time I had some white people potato salad. It was actually pretty good.
Really?
I don't like black people potato salad. I'm just going to be honest.
They use mustard in my house, man.
I don't like all that mayonnaise, that white mayonnaise.
The white thick?
The mustard. The white people down in Hollywood, Florida, had their potato salad. I couldn't sit there and just say I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Sat down and ate it. It was actually pretty good.
Black people use a lot
I don't
of
like
pepper
relish,
and relish.
Though. I just don't like relish.
It'd be good with
Ian. All right, Ian, are you ready for your next question?
Yes, sir.
We're getting close to the end of the game here. Now, Ian, the answers are pants sagging below the butt, cornrows, and a name that starts with day, tray, and ends with avius.
How about name some ethnic characteristics?
I'm sorry, Ian, that's not correct.
Dang.
The correct question, name some reasons black dudes don't get hired.
What were they?
What? Name some reasons black dudes don't get hired.
Pants sagging below the butt, cornrows, and a name starts with day, tray, or ends with avius. Okay, Sylvia.
Yeah.
We got to wrap this thing up now.
Okay.
Let's bring it home, Sylvia. Here you go. He's black. His wife is black. His kids are black.
Oh. Pass.
You gonna pass?
I don't know that one.
Oh, the correct question was, why do Republicans hate Barack Obama? All right. Sylvia, because you're black, we're gonna give you...
Why is this so racist? He gets to go first because he's white?
It's all in the name.
Well, but Sylvia gets an extra question because we have to have a winner. Sylvia.
Yes.
Here you go. This is going to be for the win.
Okay.
The Check Cashing Store, a Tyler Perry movie, a Frankie Beverly featuring Maze concert.
I know that one. Where are places you will never see a white person?
Yes, you're right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Sylvia. You have won episode 2 of Racial Jeopardy.
Yay.
So what did she win?
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.